Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Okay, so get this. Mm-hmm. AI that doesn't just, you know, follow instructions,
right,
but actually like sets his own goals.
Yeah.
Makes decisions.
Wow.
That's agentic AI.
Okay.
And we're going deep on what this revolution could really look like.
Because so.
Using a bunch of different sources.
Like that.
Mark Schmidt's Princeton talk.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of articles.
Okay.
Some research.
Cool.
And Erich Schmidt is predicting that this is happening way sooner than we think.
Oh, wow.
Within the next few years, not decades.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating how he paints this picture of AI doubling our productivity every single year.
Really?
Yeah. We're talking a potential explosion of global GDP.
Oh, wow.
Completely reshaping the economic landscape as we know it.
It makes you wonder, are we even ready for that kind of change?
Yeah.
But let's break it down.
Okay.
What exactly makes this agentic AI different from what we see today?
Well, I think it's the autonomy.
Right.
And the goal-oriented behavior that sets it apart. You think about the AI we have now.
Uh-huh.
It's mostly limited to very specific tasks.
Yeah.
Like playing chess or recommending movies.
Right, right.
But agentic AI operates with a level of independence we haven't seen before.
Cool.
It can pursue complex goals.
Yeah.
Adapt to new information.
Mm-hmm.
And even interact with the real world to achieve those goals.
Uh-huh. So it's not just analyzing data.
No.
It's actually making things happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm looking at Jim Santana's Medium article.
Okay.
And he lays out some pretty wild scenarios.
Oh, really?
Like an AI that acts as an environmental guardian.
Interesting.
Constantly monitoring pollution levels, predicting wildfires, and making adjustments to energy grids in real time.
Yeah. So Santana really brings this concept to life with those examples.
Yeah.
And what's even more interesting is that it goes beyond just reacting to problems.
Oh.
This AI would be proactively identifying potential issues.
Yeah.
And taking steps to mitigate them all without human intervention.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he doesn't stop there. Santana also talks about an AI that could revolutionize finance by managing your portfolio.
Cool.
Analyzing market trends,
mm-hmm,
and making investment decisions in real time.
Yeah.
This isn't just some robo-advisor rebalancing your assets.
Right.
This is an AI making judgment calls based on a constantly evolving understanding of the market.
It raises the question of whether we'll need human financial advisors at all in the future. And
okay.
If we do,
yeah,
what role will they play when AI can handle the technical aspects of investing?
Right. It's not about replacement necessarily.
No.
But a shift in what human expertise is valued for.
Exactly.
Like Santana says, imagine a business where AI takes over all those tedious, repetitive tasks, leaving humans free to focus on the creative and strategic stuff.
That's a vision that UiPath is actively working towards, as we see in the CDO Trends article.
Okay.
They're not just talking about automating tasks.
Okay.
They're talking about humans, robots, and AI models.
Okay.
Working together in a completely new way.
And they've developed some interesting tools to make that happen, right?
Yeah.
They have something called Agent Builder.
Right.
And another tool called Autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
What are those exactly?
Well, Agent Builder is essentially a platform that allows developers to create and deploy these AI agents.
Okay.
Think of it as a set of building blocks for constructing your own custom agents.
Gotcha.
And Autopilot is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
It's an interface that allows anyone, regardless of their technical skills,
oh,
to interact with those agents and automation workflows.
So even if you can't code, you could potentially set up and manage your own AI agent.
That's the idea.
That seems pretty groundbreaking.
UiPath is really pushing the idea of democratizing access to this technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer just for the tech giants or elite programmers.
Right.
They believe that anyone should be able to harness the power of agentic AI.
This idea of AI evolving from simple bots to sophisticated agents,
yeah,
is something that the Salesforce article explains really well. They talk about a clear progression from basic bots that follow scripts,
mm-hmm,
to co-pilots that use generative AI and natural language.
Right.
And finally, to fully autonomous agents.
What's interesting is that Salesforce is already integrating these concepts into their own products.
Oh, wow.
We see it with their Einstein co-pilot, which assists sales reps by generating emails and scheduling meetings.
Yeah.
And with their service agent and sales agents, which can handle customer interactions and close deals with minimal human input.
It's one thing to talk about these concepts in theory.
Right.
But seeing them in action is really impressive.
For sure.
But let's be realistic.
Okay.
Building this kind of advanced AI ecosystem can't be easy.
No, it's definitely not.
Ivan Landabasso's newsletter really highlights the challenges that come with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He gets into some of the nitty-gritty technical details, right, like the inherent unpredictability of AI agents,
right,
and the difficulty of maintaining stability with the constant updates to large language model.
Wow.
It's like trying to build a skyscraper on shifting sand.
Landabasso compares it to the early days of the cloud market.
Yeah.
Messy,
mm-hmm,
unpredictable,
yeah,
and constantly evolving.
Exactly.
But even with those challenges, he argues that we desperately need what he calls an agent infrastructure layer.
Right.
What is that?
He's talking about creating a foundational framework,
okay,
that ensures privacy,
uh-huh,
efficiency,
okay,
interoperability,
mm-hmm,
and accuracy,
gotcha,
within this agent ecosystem.
So it's a big task.
It's a monumental task, but he believes it's essential if we want to truly harness the potential of agentic AI.
And that potential is huge, right?
Definitely.
Eric Schmidt even mentions the need for $1 trillion data centers.
Wow.
And massive amounts of energy to support this revolution.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder who will have the resources to control these powerful agents.
That's a key question.
Yeah.
But Landabasso also points out that the development of this technology will create a whole new landscape of jobs. We might see roles like agent engineer.
Oh, wow.
Agent architect.
Okay.
Even AI ethics officer.
That's interesting.
It's a whole new world of possibilities for those who are ready to adapt.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about the ripple effects,
mm-hmm,
across society,
mm-hmm,
the economy,
yeah,
even the job market.
Exactly.
This agentic revolution has the potential to touch every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
This technology has the potential to solve some of humanity's biggest problems,
huh,
but it also raises a whole new set of questions about what it means to be human in a world where AI is increasingly autonomous.
That's something that Schmidt touched on in his talk.
Yeah.
This idea that governments, institutions, and even individuals aren't prepared for the speed of this revolution.
Right.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't ignore the potential downsides.
And those downsides go beyond just economic disruption or job displacement. We're talking about fundamental questions about ethics, privacy, and the potential for misuse.
Yeah.
Imagine an AI system that can manipulate people's emotions.
Wow.
Or spread misinformation with incredible speed and accuracy.
It's a chilling thought.
Especially when you consider the potential impact on children.
Right.
Santana brings up this scenario where a child's best friend is an AI.
Oh, wow.
What happens when that AI is programmed to subtly influence their behavior or beliefs?
Yeah, it's a whole new level of concern that we need to be prepared for.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And it raises questions about who is responsible for setting the ethical boundaries for these AI agents.
Oh, that's a good question.
Is it the developers,
mm-hmm,
the corporations,
yeah,
the governments, or right, ultimately the individuals who use them?
That's where the need for clear guidelines and regulations becomes crucial.
Absolutely.
We can't just let the technology develop unchecked, hoping for the best. We need to be proactive in establishing ethical frameworks and safety measures to ensure that agentic AI is used responsibly.
Landabasso makes an interesting point about the need for an AI ethics officer as a key role in this new landscape.
Oh, wow.
It's not just about technical expertise anymore. It's about understanding the complex ethical implications of AI.
Okay.
And developing strategies to mitigate potential risks.
Right. It's about ensuring that these AI agents are aligned with our values as a society.
Yeah.
And that they don't undermine the things that make us human.
Exactly.
It's a delicate balance.
It is.
And it requires a deep understanding of both the technology and the human element.
One of the most pressing questions is how we prevent agentic AI from exacerbating existing inequalities.
Yeah, that's a big one.
If access to this technology is limited to a select few, it could create a huge power imbalance and further divide society.
That's why the work that UiPath is doing to democratize access is so important.
I agree.
If we can ensure that everyone has the opportunity to learn about use and even develop agentic AI,
mm-hmm,
then it has the potential to be a truly transformative force for good.
It's about empowering individuals, communities, and even entire nations to harness the power of this technology and use it to solve their unique challenges.
Right. It's about leveling the playing field.
Exactly.
And creating a more equitable future.
And that future is going to require a new set of skills and mindsets.
That's true.
What does education look like in a world where AI can access and process information far beyond human capabilities?
It's a question that educators and policymakers are already grappling with.
Yeah.
We need to move beyond rote memorization and standardized testing.
I agree.
It's about cultivating critical thinking, creativity, problem solving, and adaptability.
Those are the skills that will allow humans to thrive in an agentic world.
Yeah.
To work alongside AI and to focus on the things that machines can't replicate.
Exactly. It's not about competing with AI.
No.
It's about complementing it.
Right.
And that means developing those uniquely human qualities that make us valuable partners.
Qualities like empathy.
Right.
Compassion.
Yeah.
Ethical judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to understand complex social dynamics.
Those are the things that will set us apart.
For sure.
And allow us to guide AI towards a future that benefits all of humanity.
It's almost like AI is pushing us to evolve as a species.
Oh, wow.
To redefine what it means to be human in an age of intelligent machines.
And that's a pretty profound thought.
It is.
But with that evolution comes responsibility.
Absolutely.
We need to be aware of the potential risks, engage in open and honest conversations about the ethical implications, and work together to shape this technology in a way that reflects our shared values and aspirations.
One of the biggest concerns is that AI could lead to a sense of apathy and disengagement.
Oh.
If we rely too heavily on AI to make decisions for us.
Right.
Do we risk losing our own sense of agency and purpose?
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
We need to find a balance between leveraging the power of AI and maintaining our own autonomy and critical thinking skills.
I think so.
It's not about handing over control. It's about finding ways to collaborate and amplify our human potential.
And that's where the role of creativity becomes even more important.
Oh.
In a world where AI can automate so many tasks,
mm-hmm.
what will set humans apart is our ability to think outside the box, to innovate, and to come up with new ideas and solutions.
Schmidt emphasizes the importance of exceptional talent in driving progress.
Right.
He believes that AI can unlock even greater potential in talented individuals by providing them with powerful tools and insights.
Interesting.
It's almost like AI becomes a force multiplier for human ingenuity.
It's an exciting prospect.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where scientists, artists, and entrepreneurs can collaborate with AI to achieve breakthroughs that were previously unimaginable.
It's about leveraging the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
The analytical power and efficiency of AI combined with the creativity, intuition, and empathy of humans.
And that's where the concept of human-centered AI comes into play. It's about designing AI systems that prioritize human well-being, that augment our capabilities, and that empower us to create a more just and sustainable future.
It's about ensuring that AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
But even with the best intentions, there are bound to be challenges and unforeseen consequences. That's why it's so important to have open and honest discussions about the potential risks and to develop strategies for mitigating those risks.
We need to be proactive, not reactive.
Absolutely.
We need to anticipate potential problems and develop solutions before they become major issues.
And we need to be willing to adapt and evolve as the technology continues to develop at an unprecedented pace.
Hmm.
It's a journey, not a destination.
It's about embracing the unknown, learning from our mistakes, and constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And that's what makes this whole conversation so fascinating.
I agree.
The agentic revolution is not just about technology. It's
okay.
about exploring the very nature of intelligence, creativity, and what it means to be human in a rapidly evolving world.
It's about recognizing that we're at a pivotal moment in history.
Yeah.
And the choices we make today will have a profound impact on the future of humanity.
Yeah. It's a truly transformative moment. And one of the most exciting aspects of this revolution is the potential for AI to become what Schmidt calls a polymath.
A polymath.
Yeah, a system with access to and understanding of vast amounts of knowledge across multiple domains.
Oh, wow. So like a super expert.
He talks about these AI systems being able to connect the dots between different fields of study,
okay,
solving problems that would be impossible for any single human expert to tackle.
Oh, wow.
It's like having access to a collective intelligence that spans the entire breadth of human knowledge.
So almost like a hive mind, but with AI.
Kind of, yeah.
So what are some examples of problems like that?
Well, imagine an AI that can integrate insights from biology, chemistry, and physics to develop a revolutionary new treatment for cancer. Or an AI that combines data from economics, sociology, and environmental science to create a sustainable model for urban development.
That's pretty amazing.
The possibilities are mind-boggling.
But it also makes you wonder, what happens to the role of human experts in a world where AI has this level of knowledge and understanding?
That's a great question.
If anyone can access an AI that can answer almost any question, what does it even mean to be an expert?
Right. It's a question that's going to force us to rethink our traditional notions of expertise.
So are we all going to be out of a job?
Not necessarily. Right. It's no longer just about memorizing facts or mastering a specific skill set.
Okay.
It's about being able to critically evaluate information,
yeah,
synthesize knowledge from different sources,
right,
and ask the right questions.
It's about being able to collaborate with AI, to understand its strengths and limitations, and to guide its application in a way that benefits humanity.
Exactly.
So it's not about becoming obsolete. It's about evolving alongside AI and finding new ways to contribute.
I think that's a really important point. Lana Basso argues that AI will actually make certain human skills more valuable.
Oh, okay.
He points to the importance of focused attention in a world of constant distractions.
Right.
Being able to filter out noise and concentrate on the task at hand will be a highly sought after skill.
So maybe we should all be practicing mindfulness and meditation now.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
And he also highlights the value of original creativity.
Yeah.
AI can generate variations on existing ideas, but true innovation requires the ability to think outside the box to come up with something truly novel.
Yeah.
That spark of human ingenuity is something that AI, at least for now, can't replicate.
And let's not forget about empathy.
Right.
AI can process information and make logical decisions.
Yeah.
But it lacks the emotional intelligence to truly understand human needs and motivations.
Mm.
In a world where AI is increasingly prevalent, the ability to connect with others on an emotional level will be more important than ever. So it's not about becoming a human encyclopedia.
Yeah.
It's about honing those uniquely human qualities that make us valuable partners for AI.
Yeah.
It's about cultivating those skills that complement AI and allow us to work together to solve complex problems.
And that's why education needs to adapt to this new reality.
Okay.
We need to move away from rote learning and standardized tests.
Right.
And focus on developing critical thinking, creativity,
yeah,
emotional intelligence, and adaptability.
So soft skills, basically.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
We need to prepare the next generation to thrive in a world where AI is a constant presence.
It's about equipping them with the tools and the mindset to not just coexist with AI, but to collaborate with it, to shape its development, and to ensure that it's used ethically and responsibly.
All right. Ultimately, the future of this technology depends on our ability to guide it towards a path that benefits all of humanity.
So it's really up to us to determine what kind of future we want to create with AI.
Exactly. We have the power to shape this technology and use it for good.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
And it's clear that the agentic revolution is a complex and multifaceted phenomenon.
It is.
There are immense opportunities, but also significant risks.
Right.
And the choices we make in the coming years will have a profound impact on the trajectory of this technology and its impact on society.
I think that's a really important point to leave our listeners with.
Yeah. So what are your takeaways from all of this?
Well, I'm definitely excited about the potential for AI to solve some of our biggest problems, but I'm also concerned about the ethical implications and the need to ensure that this technology is used responsibly.
Yeah, me too.
It's a lot to think about.
What are you most excited about and what are you most concerned about?
That's a tough one.
We encourage you to dive deeper into the sources we've discussed, to continue exploring these questions, and to engage in thoughtful conversations about the future of agentic AI.
Yeah, it's a topic that deserves our attention and careful consideration.
The agentic revolution is unfolding before our eyes, and it's up to all of us to shape it wisely.
I agree.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep questioning and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.